Welcome to Insights into Success. We're with your host, Paul Dodds. We hope to educate, inspire, and motivate you to achieve your own personal success. We talk to guests from all around the world, from a variety of walks of life, to hear the realities of their own journey to success. What challenges have they faced? How they cope with failure, and what have been the keys or will be the keys to their own success. In our Read to Succeed interviews, we talk books that have inspired our guests, and for some, they share their secrets to marketing success. Join us as we give you insights into success. Welcome to Insights into Success in this particular episode called Read to Succeed. Now, what I wanted to do today is what I've done one other time, and that is actually do a review of a book that I've recently read. Now, the book that I read is actually rather an interesting one insofar as it's not a current book. In fact, I think it was published in the early 2000s. Now, the book is called Never Eat Alone, and it's written by Keith Ferrazzi. Now, what I've done is I made some notes through reading the book, and I want to share it with you. But certainly it was an interesting book from my point of view. I've always had quite a negative stance on the whole concept of networking. And this book really opened my eyes to a different approach with networking. And certainly, you know, the author, Keith, highlighted really through his book, or underlined really through his book, what a skilled operator he is. And he certainly operates in a way that ethically I'd feel a lot more comfortable with in terms of networking. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, I've always considered networking to be very, you know, insincere, going out, seeing a lot of people, and a lot of those people just wanted to talk about themselves, and it's all about what's in it for them. So I've generally tended to steer away from those sort of networking evenings and that, because I just didn't like the type of people I met and just didn't feel that I was making genuine good connections with people. It all felt rather contrived and insincere, really. But anyway, let's go through what I learned from the book. Now, if you don't mind, I'm just going to refer to my notes, make it a little bit easier. I think the first thing that came out was real networking is about finding ways to make others successful. Give more than you get. Now, that was really interesting for me because I've always, as I just alluded to, really saw it as being very insincere and all about yourself. Whereas the author was really about, rather than taking, he's about giving. He wants to be giving more than he's receiving from people. Now, the second thing that I wrote down is you have to be willing to accept generosity. You may have to go out and ask for it. So he said, don't be afraid. Look, if you do need help when you're building these connections, go out and ask for that help. And don't feel awkward about receiving that help. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I mean, I think a lot of people can feel quite uncomfortable about getting help from other people. But he's sort of saying, look, my whole approach is I go out and try and give more than I get. But if sometimes I need some help, I don't feel bad about it and accept it with absolute comfort and sincerity. Now, the third thing is the more specific you are about your mission, the easier it is to develop a strategy to accomplish it. You need to establish relationships with people who can help you with where you're trying to go. Now, I guess from that point of view, you know, it is getting back to what's in it for me. But again, like as much as you might be contemplating connecting with people that are going to help you in terms of where you're wanting to go, nonetheless, the overriding intent that Neil has is to give more than he receives. Okay, some other notes I took from reading the book. The first one is a goal is a dream with a deadline. Know your goals. So I'll repeat that. A goal is a dream with a deadline. Know your goals. And I think that's very true, really, when you think about it. But, you know, sometimes you need to hear it from somebody else to remind yourself of it. You know, really that if you want to achieve in life, you've got a dream, but then you've got to put deadlines on those dreams to turn them into reality. Next thing he said in terms of goals is they need to be specific. And that's certainly a common thing we hear from a lot of people. If you're too general about it, it's less likely to happen. You've got to really drill down and be very specific with it. The only way to turn goals into reality is to learn from your setbacks. And I can certainly speak from my own experience on that. Certainly, I've learned much more from mistakes I've made than I have from my successes. So it's a great learning curve when you do have those setbacks. As hard as that might be to accept.
Next note is, to become a brand, you need to be relentlessly focused on what you do that adds value. So he talks about, you know, you as an individual and developing your own brand. And he says that your brand is what everyone thinks of you when they see or hear your name. And that I couldn't agree more with, you know, in terms of whether it's you personally or a brand for, you know, a company that makes some, you know, sells products or whatever. It's about how people perceive you. That is your brand. So you need to ensure that people perceive you in the way that you want to be perceived. So my key takeaways, networking does not have to be a self-centered, egotistical process. It should involve going out of your way to help others. You can still target people that you can learn from, but if you are doing a lot of giving, that's okay. Next one, don't sit back. You need to be constantly being proactive. By building a great network, it provides tremendous opportunity. And you certainly see that with the author who's got to meet an incredible array of people around America and, in fact, around the world. And has, you know, because of that, you know, significant connections, which have enabled him to have, you know, opportunities that other people wouldn't get. There's no question of that. Don't project yourself as more than you are and do a lot of listening. I think that's a really good message. You know, too often people try and pretend they're something they're not. You know, the whole fake it until you make it. And he's like, no, don't. Be sincere. People will see through it. So don't pretend you're anything more than you are. And, you know, listen a lot. You know, it's through listening that you learn. I reviewed the other book recently by Arnold Schwarzenegger. He talks about that a lot too, that you need to listen a lot. You know, you need to zip it up, talk less, listen more. And then Keith does a lot of preparation before meeting someone he wants to get to know. He is always very strategic when planning ways to meet people. So, yeah, when you read his book, you know, he really makes you aware of the fact of the efforts he goes through to really research people that he wants to connect with, and then he goes out there and through, you know, various strategies looks to actually create that connection and make a long-lasting friendship. Truly a unique individual. I have to say I think I learned a lot from the book. There's no way, though, I think that I could match his level of commitment to networking, but it's certainly given me a new perspective on networking and highlighted to me that it doesn't have to be all self-centered and there can be a lot of positivity from it. But it really starts from your approach and how you go out when you're meeting people. But certainly if you're going out and offering more than you're asking for, then I think that, for me, is a lot more comfortable proposition. Anyway, it was a great book. I enjoyed it. And it's certainly a unique book. I haven't seen too many books quite like this one before. And quite possibly because of its age, you may not have heard it before. But I definitely well recommend you take a look at it and read it. So it's not a particularly long book. I think it's a couple of hundred pages or so. But I think definitely well worth reading. It's not too hard to read at all. And it's certainly a little bit different to some of the other books out there right now. And it's kind of interesting reading it too, because it was written back in the early 2000s. It just underscores the extent to which technology has changed since then when you read about how he was approaching managing his networking at that point in time. So that was kind of cool as well. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this little book review and appreciate any feedback you have on it. And until next time, when I'll be interviewing another one of my great guests on Insights into Success. Thanks for now.